Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from the second annual North Carolina Entrepreneurship Summit, and I'm excited about being here working with these folks. Going to be delivering a message to them later on. I'm going to be doing the keynote speech at this event later in the day. I'm looking forward to that. And going to be about 600 people here, I think, whooping it up on behalf of small business owners and entrepreneurs and educators. We're going to have educators here. We're going to have politicians here, policymakers. We got folks like George Millsaps, who's sitting in front of me, who are folks who's made it their life's work to help entrepreneurs, to help them from an educational standpoint, from a standpoint of developing their businesses. And George is the Small Business Center Director of the North Carolina Community College Systems. And I'm going to get him to explain to us in a second about what that means. George, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. It's good to see you again. Okay. Now, already my audience has heard about the Small Business Technology Development Centers, SBTDCs.
Right.
They know what a Small Business Development Center is. They now know that the SBTDC in North Carolina is very similar to SBDCs that they know about in other parts of the country, which are most of them are associated with some university.
That's correct.
And so that's what you guys, you're in North Carolina, you've got SBTDCs. But now you're the director of small business centers in the North Carolina junior college system?
Community college systems.
Tell us how you differentiate what you guys do from all the other things.
The biggest difference is kind of where we're located and how we provide our services, as well as the emphasis of what we do. In North Carolina, there are 58 community colleges, which is a lot of community colleges.
Right.
You have one within about a 30-minute drive of every North Carolinian,
right,
which means you have the ability to go pretty much in your local community and get that two-year degree. What we also wanted to do is ensure that we had technical assistance available to those potential entrepreneurs and folks that are having trouble in their local community, and that's the birth of the Small Business Center Network. We have three things that we do. One of those is one-on-one counseling, just like the SBTDC.
Mm-hmm.
And our folks will, somebody's thinking about starting a business, they'll come in and they'll look at it and they say, what are you getting ready to do? Go through the process. We may recommend the person go get some type of education. We may go straight off and start helping with develop their business plan. Sometimes the amount of assistance that they want, that they need, exceeds our capacity because we are very broad, but we don't have a lot of depth in any one location because we usually have like one and a half.
So you're in a lot of locations, but you don't have a lot of people in all those
locations. That's correct. That is correct. Mm-hmm. Usually one full-time director and a part-time administrative assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the colleges have said, hey, this is so important, we want to add a staff. So we have a couple that are up to three people, but they still are only one in one location. So they may cover different counties, one person in one county, one person in the next county.
So you sort of, let me think of it this way. You have the Small Business Technology Centers, development centers, like Scott Daugherty's group.
Yes.
You have, he has a certain kind of a net, and underneath that, you have another kind of a net.
That's exactly.
So whatever falls through his net, you catch, and kind of vice versa.
It's probably more the other way as far as a funnel.
Right.
Because we like looking at ourselves.
You catch more people.
We get more initial interest.
Yeah.
Folks that are thinking about it, looking at it, and because we're at the local area, they don't have to drive 2 hours to go.
And so then if someone rises to a level or presents to a level where they need some specialized help that looks like they may be capable of taking off, where they need some angel capital and that kind of thing, then you sort of hand them off to the SBTDC.
At times we do.
And folks, one of the reasons why I want you to know about all this, George, I want my audience to know about this, is I want them to see the concentration of support that North Carolina is doing, is offering to their citizens for entrepreneurship. This state's taking entrepreneurship seriously, isn't it?
Yes, last year.
And every state in the union, every country on the planet, George, has got to do this.
Our country, it's imperative that we put.
We have no choice.
We don't.
We have no choice. And we're in the 21st century. Things here are different.
And another difference in us and SBTDC is we are very heavy on education. Last year in North Carolina alone, we had 62,000 people that came through the small business centers and got education.
Wow.
And that is free and low cost.
What kind of education did you give them?
We do the short-term, three-hour, four-hour seminars, that kind
right.
of stuff. So rather than a long course, because we have a whole lot of folks that just do not want to sit for 16 weeks.
One of there's one little thing that we know about entrepreneurs. It's not good. It's not one of our strong suits. We have a teeny tiny attention spans.
That's correct. Not only that, but they also, a lot of times when they're looking at getting in, they have a job.
That's right.
They have a family.
Yep.
They can't commit every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to go
right.
to a class. So what we do is we break it out into these little bite-sized chunks. You come one evening.
Right.
Here's how you write a business plan.
Right.
You come a different day. Here's how you do some marketing. Mm-hmm. You come a different day. Here's how you get your financing proposal ready for the bank. So you get those little chunks as you go along, and
right.
pretty soon you got all the education and knowledge you need to build that business plan and start it successfully.
Here's your website, George.
www.nccommunitycolleges.edu.
.edu. Quick break. It's 10 till. Right back. I'm broadcasting live from the second annual North Carolina Entrepreneurship Summit. George Millsaps is my guest right now. We're going to talk about this some more right after these messages. Stay with me.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're broadcasting live from the second annual North Carolina Entrepreneurship Summit. And we're about to wrap up this hour with our new friend, George Millsaps, who's the director of the Small Business Centers, which serves the North Carolina Community College System. And he's just been talking to us about the kind of a net that he casts across the state to catch those people who care about who want to become entrepreneurial, right, George? Who want to learn about being a business owner, what it takes, and they need to learn about it, and then they need to do it. And you help them with both of those things, don't you?
That's correct. And for us, there isn't anyone who is not able to start a business. Some folks are further down the road than others. We've mm-hmm. helped people that had no money, terrible credit, and no education, and we've got them in successful businesses.
Wow.
And that's part of what we do.
That's got to make you feel good.
It does. It's a great thing. There's one lady that we helped over a year that went to the yard sales, bought stuff, and then resold it at the flea markets until she got enough inventory, so
yeah.
to speak, to start a consignment shop. Zero money in.
See, that's the thing. You know, the reason I'm laughing, George, is so much of the media, especially some of the other small business media, you know, their coverage is about the enterprise companies that are going to go public in 5 years, and they put so much emphasis on that, and that's great, that's fine. But there are wonderful entrepreneur stories like you just told, millions of them across this country that I think we need to be talking about too.
And those are the folks that we have to look at. The person that loses their job that comes in and says, "Hey, George, I just got laid off. I'm starting a business. You can help me if you want."
Right.
And your choice there is either, can I help this person be successful, or am I going to let them go out on their own and potentially not only lose their job, but lose their home? And so, to me, you can have a lot of different successes. One thing mm-hmm. that pesters me about our nation is we look at small business success and we say, hey, was it in business 5 years later?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, That is not the success criteria we should use. We should look at the business owner and say, what is your version of success?
Right.
For this individually,
right.
They did not want to be a business owner forever, mm-hmm. but they did want to pay that mortgage.
Right.
So they had a business for 3 years until they got the different type of job they wanted.
Right.
They wanted the 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
But they didn't.
Well, they found out that being a business owner wasn't for them.
It is a long time thing. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. But what is great is it was successful for that individual because it kept the mortgage paid,
right.
kept the house going mm-hmm. until they found what it was they wanted. So we need to change.
Well, and what you also have to do, though, with those people is help them follow that little short-term dream without losing the house.
Exactly.
In the process.
Exactly.
And that takes education. That's what you guys do.
We do a lot of that. We did over 3,219 seminars this past year, and that's a lot of offerings, and that's a lot of folks. And that's how we build the knowledge within them so they can get and go out and start that business and be successful.
Tell us a little bit more about the relationship with the other resources in the state, like the SBDCs.
Well, if I had to look at the folks you've had on the day, I'd say, gosh, they're my partners, they're mm-hmm. my advocates. Jane Patterson, ENC, you know, she is right. We do really need high-level connectivity in rural North Carolina, rural USA, mm-hmm. for that matter,
right.
or else we're going to lose.
That's right.
I mean, we will flat lose as a nation. So we have to do that, and I support her, and her work supports us. It enables us to help a person start that
right.
business and stay in that community.
If somebody comes to you and says they need help, and you say, do you have a computer? Do you know how to use a computer? Do you have connectivity? And they've already worked with Jane. Jane's already provided her services to them, then they're going to say yes.
Exactly.
And you can be more effective helping them.
We can do more. Now,
yeah.
Each one of the small business centers has a computer, internet access, that type of stuff that's available for our clients free of charge, do whatever they need to do on that. But that gets them in business, but doesn't make them successful mm-hmm. after they leave our office.
Well, and there's a certain amount of basic knowledge, because you can't talk about being in business in the 21st century without talking about technology,
without talking about
connectivity, the internet. You cannot do it.
And the state has to work together as a team. If you look at SBTDC, Scott mm-hmm. Daugherty's group you had on earlier, you know, we have a certain knowledge base, but we've had people come in that has a manufacturing plant, and we may help them some, and we say, okay, now you're not going to go out of business this mm-hmm. week. We helped you out with that. But then you look at their structure and you say, your plant is laid out poorly.
Right.
That goes beyond what we can do.
Right.
That's when we can call SBTDC,
mm-hmm.
get those university assets,
right.
that university knowledge behind
and bring
it,
them
pick
in.
That person,
all
and
part of
link
the team.
It up.
I like the way you guys are working together. Give us your website one more time.
www.northcarolinacommunitycolleges.edu.
George Millsaps, ladies and gentlemen, the director of Small Business Centers for the NC, the North Carolina Community College System. Thank you, George. Good work. I'm proud of what you guys are doing.
It's great being here.
We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off from Raleigh, North Carolina, at the second annual North Carolina Entrepreneurship Summit.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.